Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I have the email address on the account that
A-Z-
you are? Yes, sir.
azpyp@yahoo.com.
Did I hear A-Z-P as in Paul?
Yes. Y for yellow, P for Paul, @yahoo.com.
Thank you for that information. May I have the first and last name on the account?
Francesco Talai.
Thank you for that. I have located an account for propertyrecords.com. How may I help you?
Well, actually, I request the record for that property. It's my property, but when I submitted, now it didn't give me anything. It says recent activity property search 1 minute ago. Address is that. Pending agent review.
Okay, yes, sir. So the pending agent review, it means that it is in queue for a live agent to manually review the record. Usually takes about 3 to 4 hours before an agent gets back to you. Upwards of a full day, it's according to how busy they are.
What?
It could take 3 to 4 hours. The pending review status means that it is in queue for a live agent to look over the information, and they will get the information back to you within 3 to 4 hours.
So why do they have to review it? What is that?
They are gathering information from all of their sources that are available. It may not have been that a basic search was able to pull that record.
Okay. Let me see. It looks like I have a text message. Say hi, Francesco. Darina from Property Record just reaching out to check if you were satisfied with your report. So I didn't get the report, but they sent me a text.
Yes, sir. They are working on it. That's a generic text that they will send out, but they are working on it. If you'll check back in 3 to 4 hours, the information gathered will be available to you.
Where are you guys located? Is it country record or what is that?
Where I'm located in Alabama.
Alabama. Yes. Oh, I thought you guys country record for Arizona.
Well, this is a call center. We do handle different accounts. And yes, sir, we're able to do that for you. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Wait a minute. Probably can't sit that phone. You guys charge me how much?
Let's see. There was a payment of $18.95.
Why? It says $1. Why is it $18.95.
Right. So the $1 is for the deposit. It is $18.95 for the monthly.
Okay.
The monthly
can
volume.
Can you cancel it? I don't want that report.
Yes, sir. By canceling it, it will void that report. But I will. There'll be no future charges. This prevents all future charges.
What you guys are still going to charge me $18.95?
Well, by canceling it, let's see, you pay today. So give me 1 second. I'm going to reach out to a supervisor.
I wanted that report. I want to cancel.
Yes, sir. I do understand. Do you mind holding for 1 second?
Sure.
Thank you. Yes, sir. So I will go ahead and refund the 1895.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I will give you the refund confirmation number.
Just one second. Do you have a pen?
Yes, sir. And this also cancels the account.
Okay. Go ahead. What is the confirmation number?
1455062.
So when they gonna say when I'm gonna receive the refund?
Yeah, being that it was charged today, it should void out that charge, and your on your banking statement it will go from a pending status back to the normal account balance. It just voids that charge out, so you should have those funds immediately, sir.
Very good. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too.